day that was accepted by Klal Yisrael. A couple of psukim later, the Torah, Megillah describes it as Yimei Mishta v'Simcha Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu Matanos L'Evyonim. The Gemara notices that what Esther wanted was she wanted a Yom Tov with an Isser Malacha. And what happened? What happened was something that was quite different. Klal Yisrael accepted a holiday that you could do all the malacha you want. So Tzarech Iyun number one. Why did we end up with this strange amorphic Yom Tov where we have this Mishta v'Simcha, but there's nothing in the day that tells us that there's any Kiddush HaSayom? In fact, there are Rishonim that say that you even say Tachnun on Purim. Why? What's going on? So Rechiyu number two is, if you look carefully in the Psukim also, you'll see that there's a switch in the description of Mishta v'Simcha. What Esther wants is described as Simcha u'Mishta v'Yom Tov. She wants Simcha and then Mishta. What do we celebrate? We celebrate Yimei Mishta v'Simcha. Tzarech Iyun number two. Why the switch? What's going on? In fact, what we end up with is something that's really, really strange. It reminds me, you know, they say the following story, that we all know that Shlomo HaMelech was Chacham Mikol Adam. He was the wisest of all people. So what embodies that? We learn in Nach that there were two mothers that claimed that the baby was theirs. Is entitled to one of them was only entitled to it. So Shlomo HaMelech suggests to slice the baby in half. One mother says, absolutely. The other one says, no. Shlomo HaMelech turns to the one who says no, and he says, you're the mother. They say the same story. There was once two potential mother-in-laws. They were once fighting over who was going to be their son-in-law. So they went to the Rav, and they said, he was engaged. He was one of the best boys in the yeshiva. He's engaged to my daughter. What? And so the Rav suggested, let's cut him in half. And one of them said, absolutely. And the other one said, no. So he turned to the mother-in-law and said, absolutely. And said, you're the mother-in-law. So Rabosai, Lechura, at first glance, Purim really seems to be this suggestion. In other words, Esther's got it right. And yet what Klal Yisrael accepts without an Isser Malacha, and what's the pshat behind the switch? What's behind the switch that we say that it's a Yemei, today it's Yemei Mishta v'Simcha, and not Yemei Simcha u'Mishta. Most Yomim Tovim, all Yomim Tovim are a day of Simcha, whether you have a Mishta or not. Yet Purim is defined by the Mishta. And without the Mishta, there's no Simcha. And if you look in the Rambam, it seems, by the way, I hope this doesn't damper some of your plans, but it seems from the Rambam that there's only an inyan to drink, b'toch ha'seuda. You're not supposed to start in the morning, pre-game it. It's all a chelek, it's a chelek in the seuda. So what's the pshat over here? What's the pshat over here that we switch it around, that dafka, when it comes to Purim, Purim is yimei mishta v'simcha. The pshat, it seems, Rav Yitzchak Sirotskin makes this point. It seems that the pshat is, when it comes to Purim, we all know the famous Arizal, that Purim is Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur only measures up on a certain level to Purim, but the highest madrega is Purim. Why is Purim the highest madrega in Avodas Hashem, even higher than Yom HaKippurim? The Zman of Purim is a tremendous avoda. If the Kohen Gadol goes b'fnayu b'fnim on Yom HaKippurim, every single one of us go inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Purim. On Yom Kippur, we're mekadesh ourselves in the Ruchnias. In Purim, the whole avoda, the whole simcha is dafka b'mishta. The key to Klal Yisrael, nichnas yayin yotza sod. The key to Klal Yisrael is to be able to take the yayin, take the gashmias, and be mekadesh it. And that's the ultimate in avoda. And that's a higher madrega than Yom Kippur. Because think about it, Yom Kippur is not normal. We can't fast for 3 days. It's an aberration. The key in avodah is being nichnas b'fnayu b'fnim, with the gashmias. And that transforms our entire relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. If we're able to truly have simcha b'yom tov through the mishta, that's the ultimate in avodah, and that's the highest madrega in avodah al pi d'Arizal. Now, Bosai, I was asked to mention that there are other times in the year that we struggle with times that are not necessarily designated as Kedusha. There are times that most of the world focuses on the Gashmi, and it's a time to relax. But as the summer approaches, whatever decision you make for the summer, think about this idea. What Purim is teaching us as we head towards the Bein HaZmanim. It's not a coincidence that Purim appears right before the Bein HaZmanim. Not because we finally need this release. Could be that's true too. But there's something else that's going on, and that's preparing us to be miyaches to the street. It's preparing us to be miyaches to the Gashmi of Olam Hazeh. For the last two summers, I, as well as Rav Yossi Golden and Rav Eric Ifrav, had a kollel here in YU. Guys have grown tremendously from that summer experience. If you're interested in finding out more about it, we're here. I could just tell you that we learn 3 siddurim a day with a large break in the afternoon. We learn bi'iyun, we have shir and halacha, we also have tiyulim. Last couple of years, we also spend time going out to community here in Eretz Yisrael and learning with them. And hopefully, the lessons of Purim are that whatever decision you make for this coming summer, to make sure to realize that the Zman is a Zman that could be used for Kedusha. And dafka the time when the rest of the world looks at it as a time that's Yayin. How do we associate Yayin? We associate Yayin with Averos. That's how the rest of the world looks at drinking. But no, for Klal Yisrael, it's a time of the ultimate expression of Ruchnius. In the time of the Bein HaZmanim, both this coming Bein HaZmanim for Rosh Chodesh as well as the summer, think hard. And if you'd like to speak to me or of Yossi or of Eric about the summer kollel, you should know that we're here. Afrei Lechem Purim. Thank you.